Monday. I feel like I was just here.
You were.
It's funny.
Happy Monday for most, Tuesday for Mitch.
Yep, my Tuesday.
Just weird because Friday's still going to be your Friday.
Yeah, I have to like make up a day.
It's okay.
I have to make up a weekday.
I believe in you.
I believe in me too.
So it is Monday, May 20th. You know when you can make up that day? Next Monday. Because isn't it Memorial Day? Which means we're...
The 27th? Yeah, it's Memorial Weekend. Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Are you not here?
No, it's Memorial Day.
Does everyone get that day off?
Yeah. It's Memorial Day. So good news, everybody. In a week, you can look forward to not being here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
How are you guys?
Are
you awake, Matthew from Albuquerque?
Gotta go to sleep.
Yeah. So anyways.
Wait, no, aren't you? No. No, okay, not anyways. Why are you awake?
No more dissing our questions. Why are you awake, Matthew from Albuquerque?
Well, today we have school and tomorrow we have school and then Wednesday.
Oh.
Okay, so you're still in school.
You're still in school. Okay.
See? Yeah, that was an easy answer.
Here's the thing is May 22nd for LBJ. This could be a half day, so school only goes from 8:10 a.m. until like 12:15 p.m.
Nice.
Half day.
Okay.
Nice.
So, yeah, I can see most kids aren't going to go to, the last day of school.
Right.
I can see that. It's a waste of time even going, half day, they aren't going to serve lunch.
Whoa. It's never a waste of time when you're learning.
If there is an opportunity for learning, it is not a waste of time.
That's right, Matthew.
I can tell you, Steve-O, there's no work going on this week. Today is just my last day of finals.
But something might happen.
Tomorrow we're going to start, packing it in.
Packing it in.
Well, all right.
Yep. So it's time to close that stuff up and lock it up. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Sweet.
Well, good.
I'm happy. So happy this year is coming to an end, which means I'll be starting at Volcano Vista.
Yes, the mall.
Yeah, the mall. It is a mall because it's so big.
What can we play to get your week started?
Let's guys can play. Ooh, let's see some more Amberlin.
Okay.
More Amberlin.
Can you guys dedicate this song out to Mrs. Patty Garcia, the LBJ Tech coordinator,
yes,
who has let me work with her all this year? She's taught me so much.
So much.
That has been just, great to know.
All right. We'll absolutely get that tomorrow. All right, Matthew from Albuquerque.
There you go.
Kicking off your 6 o'clock hour.
There he goes.
Also
there
some Amberlin.
There he goes.
Wow. You just went old school.
Yes.
Did you see the Billboard Awards last night?
No.
They went old school.
Did they?
Yeah. What song? It was, I felt old. I'm like, I watched the whole thing because my wife makes
Who
me
went
watch
old school?
Every award show. It was it Pitbull and...
Ugh.
Yeah. No. Awful. Yeah, it was Pitbull and Christina Aguilera.
Ugh.
And they have this song, and apparently they sampled from A-ha's Take On Me.
Oh, yeah, it sounds awful.
Yeah. Yeah, so at the end, the lead singer of A-ha came out and sounded even awfuler. The lead singer of A-ha, Take On Me,
uh-huh,
the original song. He came out and tried to do what he did in the 80s.
Here's the thing. I don't know who made that song. I just know that it was popular and it had a weird music video.
It was a great music video.
I liked it.
They even played the music video in the background to remind people who he was. Like, this is the dude. Remember the dude that sang the song originally? This dude?
This guy.
Yeah.
That's him now.
This is him.
Now.
Yeah, so it was pretty bad. In fact, all 3 hours was really bad, in my opinion.
Why?
It was just terrible. It was, I think, 3 performances from Biebs. He was everywhere. Ugh. Chris Brown, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift. It was terrible.
Oh, is T-Swift is fun?
No. The only fun moment for me of the 3 hours I was forced to watch this junk was from Kid Rock.
No way. What did he... Did he perform?
No, he didn't perform. But he comes out on stage. And he's got a white ceramic mug, and you're like, what's in the mug, Kid Rock? And it didn't take long to figure out what was probably in the mug, because immediately he's like, hey, Kid Rock. And the very first thing he says is, give it up for all the people lip-syncing under pre-recorded music. Yeah. And Selena, Chris Brown had just performed lip-sync.
Oh,
right before
God.
That, Selena Gomez, lip-sync. Taylor Swift, lip-sync. Like, everybody. Of course, Biebs. Everybody had to do their stupid little dancey things. I think two performances the entire 3 hours
was
live.
You know when Justin is not lip-syncing.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end, they turned his mic back up so he could go and breathe after he was dancing as if he were really singing. It was like, dude, that was weak. There was weak sauce poured all over that. It was awful. It was terrible.
You know, whenever I hear the phrase
weak sauce,
I think of Thousand Island
dressing. Because you think that's weak sauce?
No, that's what I imagine.
Oh.
I'm like, it's
Thousand
that
Island is like
looking.
Really not weak, though. That's
I
like
know, that sounds
potent.
Intense.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, he went off last night in his 2 minutes of, I'm supposed to just be awarding somebody best rap song. But
rap? Why was he giving rap?
I don't know. People came out for like the weirdest. Like Shania Twain came out and it was like, oh, she's still around.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, dude, it was. Twitter sphere blew up instantaneously after.
Mine had nothing about the billboards on it.
Yeah. One quote says, "Gotta hand it to him for raising a few eyebrows in the crowd." Kid Rock may have just become my favorite artist for speaking the truth. # lip syncing sucks. Like the whole night, lip syncing. It was
terrible.
What's
the point of performing if you're just going to lip sync?
Yeah, like, exactly. So I laughed. A lot of the audience did not when he said that.
Well, it's because they're all like, the ones lip syncing.
Exactly. So it was interesting.
Which kind of gives him props. I want to give him props for saying that in front of all of them, because it's not like he's talking behind their back.
Yeah.
They're all there.
I did watch some good television this weekend, though.
Did you?
Yeah, there's a new show that started this weekend called North America. Have you heard of it?
I have channel 2, 4, 5, 7, and 13.
Oh, really?
And 19 and 50. Sorry.
Stever.
Tom Selleck's a good narrator.
Right? Okay, good. Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I watched the... I recorded it.
Okay.
But I watched the Buffaloes running from the wolves.
Ah, yes. Gotta watch it. 2 hours. It's awesome.
Did you know they had buffaloes in Canada?
I had no idea. So, Mitch, basically, the show is it's on the Discovery Channel.
Okay,
it's like Planet Earth, you know?
Yeah,
except instead of Planet
Earth.
Okay, so think of that. Same people.
Uh-huh.
5 years, North America. So the whole thing is just our continent. North America. Check it out. And it goes all over. In fact, there was one segment that was about 100 miles southeast of Denver. It's like, hey, it's not terribly, terribly far. And to see, like, what happens in our own backyard was pretty crazy. Of course, it was the Discovery Channel, so like every 8 minutes, it was like, and here's the mother calf, blah, 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 with her baby calf. I guess mothers aren't calves, but, and look at this beautiful baby as the mother gives birth, and it's beautiful. Let's fast forward 6 months. Oh, this little baby's so cute, but here comes a wolf!
No, he just caught
the baby and he's eating it. Oh, let's look at the internal side of this calf as this wolf tears it to pieces.
That's the worst thing,
because
like...
Because the wolf has babies of its own to feed. And then you see the baby wolves and they have blood all over their... Oh,
so
yes.
Cute.
Thank you, mother. I'm eating this calf that we just grew to love. Yeah, the character development's kind of sad.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay, I have Channel 5, PBS.
Yeah.
And I just watch an entire hour's worth of like... wildlife or zebras.
Yeah.
And it was
the
same thing.
How many lions ate them?
It was like their trek from one place in Africa to another place in Africa throughout the year and how they have to get water. And it was like, and then here's this lame zebra, whatever, their baby zebra. And it was so sad because the zebra couldn't even walk.
Oh.
And then...
Little zebra.
And the zebra mom and dad who were sticking together had to like... go and get water so they could live.
Right.
And so they had to leave their baby zebra.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing in the entire world.
They did that, like, just north of us. Like, it was
no,
one of the...
No, it can't be happening here,
too. It was one of the moments...
It's only in Africa.
Yeah, no. No, it was one of the moments in, like, Colorado. It was, like, these bison, you know, but the baby bison. In the cold winter months, they have to consume 20... It was, like, 20 pounds of grass a day.
Yeah.
Or they'll die because they're working so hard in the snow. Yeah. And so it was like, and the baby can't sustain, so the baby lies down. They're like, we'll leave it here. And then they do the time lapse, and the body's just lying there with snow covering this baby. I was like, this is awful.
Yeah, okay, and then
why
I find out...
Why am I watching this?
And then I find out that zebras are, like, the same as lions, in a sense, where they have, like, it's just one male and a bunch of females.
Ah, yes.
And so there's this one time, this one female that was pregnant with some other male zebra, and when the zebra was born, that zebra killed it.
Oh.
The zebra stallion killed the... Oh, I was devastated. Never looking at zebras the same. Devastated.
Full of stripes and greed. Man. Yep. North America. Did you watch it? I don't know if I don't know. We're going to watch the whole thing, but the boys, of course,
I
were
love
like,
it.
Mom, it's the circle of life.
No.
It's okay.
No, because they set you up to love this baby, and then some crazy lion comes out of nowhere and eats the baby. And you're, and like, the baby is born, and you're thinking, oh, somewhere in this world, that baby's still there. And
yeah.
How cute. That's not there. Oh, wait. No, the baby's not there because it totally died.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that.
It's tough. I'm watching it. The boys loved it. There were a lot of cool parts, too, like the mother gopher and this diamondback rattlesnake comes in, and the mom gopher's like... crazy.
Oh.
With these crazy claws and ha, like jumping at this rattlesnake, like a diamondback rattlesnake.
Dude.
And the gopher wins.
Did you hear about that story over the weekend?
Well, there was a lot of stories.
Of a king cobra and puppies?
No, I did not.
Do you want me to tell it?
What?
Should I tell it to you? Yeah. Since we're talking about animals.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
So,
are you kidding me?
So over the weekend in India, these two puppies walking around, hanging out, fell into a well.
Dun, dun, dun. I should have done better. Ray, say it again.
Fell into a well. Right?
Oh, no.
Okay, so no one knows. No one knows this until mom is like walking around the well, barking at it. And so this dude comes by and sees that this dog is barking at nothing. And he looks down into the well and he sees these two puppies down there crying. Oh, so sad. Let's get the puppies out. Wait, there's a king cobra.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a king cobra in the well, and they're freaking out, thinking that this king cobra is going to
eat the puppies.
Because
that's what king cobras do. They eat puppies.
Something like that. I don't know. They would have killed it.
Yeah.
You know, with this venom?
Venom, yeah. It's a king cobra.
It's a king cobra.
It's very scary.
And so...
I saw Indiana Jones.
So, he called animal control, or he called whoever you call in India, and it took him a while to get out there. When I say a while, I mean 2 days.
2 days?
2 days. Stuck in this well, and it turns out that there wasn't any water in the well, but a bunch of mud, that if the puppies would have walked in the mud, they would have sunk and died.
Wow.
The king cobra protected the puppies for 2 days from going into the mud and protected the puppies' lives.
Are you sure it's not just that the puppies were terrified and didn't want to move because there was a king cobra there and the king cobra was just blocking their path
to
the mud?
No, even when the lights were shined down.
Yeah. Shoned down.
Into the well to, like, see the cobra would protect the puppies, like, from the light.
Really?
Yeah. So, look at that picture. Are you kidding me? I'm going to post this picture on Facebook.
Heck no.
It's the cutest thing in the entire world.
It's a king cobra. There's no cuteness to that.
And so, end of the story. They got the puppies out. They got the snake out. Snake was released into the forest, and puppies are okay.
There you go.
Ding.
Oh, sorry. Could have been on that one, too.
Thank you.
It's the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to rock some more music for you. We got some Cage the Elephant on the way. We have a request for Amberlynn for you. That one coming from Matthew from Albuquerque. It's Monday. What do you want to hear? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also email us studio@MyStaticRadio.com. We are T-minus 13 minutes from breaking news.
Totally.
And, of course, this hour, birthdays. If you got a birthday shout-out you want to give, studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Yeah?
Yeah.
Amberlynn, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Kids, sink or swim. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
6:33 on your Monday.
I thought you were singing a real song.
No, there's a song that starts out. Good morning.
Good morning.
No.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, right,
oh,
that one.
Can't I Oh.
Sweet. 6:33. It is Monday, which means Monday. Way to hit that one.
Breaking news. If you want a toothbrush that comes with caffeine, it's possible.
Gross.
Step aside, Starbucks coffee lovers may be able to get a shot of caffeine right through a toothbrush. And I'm going to read about how to do that right now.
What?
Wow.
You got to read it to us.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
The present invention pertains to an oral care implement, generally and more particularly to a toothbrush that releases a chemical into the mouth during use. It literally just releases caffeine into your mouth while you're brushing your teeth.
I guess that takes care of like two things at once.
Yeah, totally.
You can brush your teeth and you don't have to like, because normally you have to go downstairs, you have to like turn on the coffee machine unless you're like awesome and have one of those ones that has like a timer that you can set it, that you can have your coffee in the morning.
Yeah, the toothbrush could also be packed with a dollop of flavor, like berry, green, apple, or lemon.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, or it could easily administer herbal remedies such as lavender or chamomile.
Oh, see, that's cool. At night.
Yeah, see?
Well, I'd rock some chamomile at night. I'd brush my teeth with chamomile.
Would you?
Yeah. Mm. That stuff makes you sleepy.
It does.
So then you just rock that at night. Man, then you become a toothbrush addict.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Ew. But having a toothbrush that does more than brush your teeth comes with its risks.
Uh-oh.
If you haven't had your caffeine, you can make the mistake of picking up the brush with the chili pepper pack instead.
What?
Like you could add other things in there.
That makes no... Well, no, it makes sense.
You're too tired.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
So you can have different packets that give you different effects in your toothbrush?
Yes.
That just... Now it's too much. It was great when it was like one little mist of spray.
And how often do you have to replace
this?
Because, I mean, if you think about it, you should have to replace it every single time.
Yeah, that's gross. No, thanks. Pass.
You sure?
Yeah.
You really sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'll just go downstairs and keep making my coffee. Although, I'm not a fan of, like, you brush your teeth early in the morning and then that espresso right after.
Mm-mm.
Tastes kind of funny.
You're supposed to brush your teeth after you eat and have espresso.
Yeah, but first thing in the morning when you wake up, you got to brush your teeth. And then you got to drink your coffee. Mitch, when you wake up in the morning, you have to brush your teeth.
Just don't go near anyone.
You are so gross.
Why would I? That's wasting so much toothpaste.
Oh, so gross.
But here's, okay, no. Here's the thing. I don't brush my teeth as soon as I wake up, but after I eat and have coffee or whatever,
I
brush my teeth twice. If I'm eating breakfast, I brush my teeth twice, like right after.
Did you eat breakfast this morning?
No, so I brushed my teeth as soon as I woke up.
Okay. Stever.
This whole time I thought it was you.
What? Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steve Ryman.
Yeah. No, it's true.
That was mean.
Right? No.
I brush my teeth every morning.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm eating, then I don't brush my teeth as soon as I wake up.
Wow. That's gross. You gross.
Nuh-uh.
You can brush. You know you can brush before and then, like, brush them again.
But then it affects the taste of your food.
Wow. Okay. You know what else affects the taste of your food? Funky breath.
I just drink a lot of water.
Got anything else for us?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Breaking news. These people's house caught on fire. Totally sucks, right? That's bad. But it got really crazy that firefighters had to tell them to leave these people alone that were bothering them while there was a fire at their house. Oh, just businessmen trying to make them a sales pitch on how to redo their house.
Are you serious?
Currently on fire. Yeah. That'd be the most annoying thing. Okay.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so Maria Elena Palacio was worried her trapped pit bull wouldn't make it out alive from the blaze. This is when the businessmen began approaching her with sales pitches.
They're like ambulance chasers, except like house fire chasers?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. That's really bad.
Well, you know what your home needs? Well, I mean, other than everything, because it's currently on fire. You ever thought about having a sunroom? Huh?
We can do that now. We can accomplish that.
Wow.
We don't even have to take out any of the walls or the roof. It's over. We can just put that there.
So here's a question. Your house is on fire, and insurance people and crazy salespeople are you know, trying to talk to you about how to remodel your home that you're going to now need remodeling for. Is it your fault if you punch one of them? Because, I mean, you're quite distressed at the time, right?
Right.
Your house is on fire. And if you tell them to leave you alone and they don't, are you responsible for the repercussions of...
I don't know, because your house is on fire.
Slugging one of them? I don't know what I would do if my house was on fire and I'm in the street with my family, just thankful everybody's alive. I'm so happy you guys are alive. It's going to be okay, guys. It's going to be okay. Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, John, blah, 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 blah. Here to talk to you a little bit about your hope.
She said it got really crazy. The firefighters had to tell them to leave me alone. I couldn't think straight. There were so many of them, and they're still coming around.
That is so weird.
They're in Hollywood.
Fire! Fire! What? Go! Go!
They just drive around looking for smoke, and they drive towards it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But it's a lot of money if they actually get it.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess so, because it's a whole house remodel, or a possible whole house, since, you know, your house is on fire!
Oh, my gosh. The fire rescue lieutenant says they're very aggressive, and sometimes they get to the scene at the same time as we do. We have to warn residents to be careful of these guys.
Wow.
That's bad.
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Never going there.
It's okay.
No, I don't know.
I've been there once.
Really? To Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Not all described.
I have no idea what I'm reading right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Breaking news. Chinese tourists warned over behavior abroad. I'm afraid of what this means.
Lots of photo taking?
Yeah. I can't read this. I have no idea what this is. That's your breaking... Oh, wait. Oh, I have a list.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was so excited to hear that story.
I have no idea what it is.
All right.
Do you want me to really read it?
No, it's okay.
Ooh, breaking news. This is not breaking news at all. The first disposable diaper was called a boater.
A boater?
Yeah.
Like B-O-A-T-E-R?
Yeah, boater.
Boater?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it blocks the odor. The boater.
The boat.
The boater.
No, it's not.
Bro, it's an odor blocker. It's the boater.
Did you know the arm that you put in your shirt? The hole in your shirt that you put your arm through is called an arm say?
This is not breaking news.
Well, it is
none,
to you.
None of this
Did you
is
know
breaking
that?
News.
Did you know
I,
that?
I didn't know that,
yeah,
actually.
Okay, breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news.
That's pretty good. Good job, you.
That's all I have. That's all I have.
Josh Garrell's got a new track from him. We're premiering tomorrow morning for New Music Tuesday. Excited about that.
Me too.
Birthdays in T-minus 4 minutes. Get your birthday in studio at mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
Day in the morning.
Static. Cynicism. Josh Garrell's Cynicism. Static Radio. Good morning.
What's up?
It is Monday, May 20th, and final week of school for a lot of people. So congratulations. You made it. You did it.
I went to 2 graduations yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
High school or college?
College.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know some smart people.
I do.
I think I only know 2 people who have graduated college, like, ever.
Really?
In my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe. I can't think of any right now. Steve, did you graduate college?
No.
No, oh, okay. Yeah, me neither. That's okay, though. You're still awesome.
Well, thanks.
It is 6:45. We do this every single weekday.
Birthdays.
Birthday. If you want to get a birthday shout-out in, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Are there any call-ins? Any call-in birthday?
I don't know. Somebody was calling in right now.
Somebody's calling
actually.
In, but I don't know if it's a birthday.
Let's see if it's a birthday real quick. Birthday?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Birthday?
Yeah, it was my sister's 19th birthday on Friday. What I was wondering is, could you guys give her a call on air and wish her happy birthday for me?
No, because you're lame, because you're calling us 3 days after her birthday.
And also,
yeah,
we can't call
fail.
Her number.
I had to go to work on Friday, so
fail.
It couldn't work.
Fail!
No, there is grace. It's not a super fail.
You'll have to email us her phone number because you can't get it to us. So,
I'm not going to say it on there. But
yes, please email us. That's actually
studio@mystaticradio.com. Email us now.
There you go. All right. Birthdays.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to make that phone call.
All right. So from Witches of Eastwick, Silkwood, Mask.
Jim Carrey?
Cher.
Oh, Mask.
It's Cher's birthday.
Not the Mask.
If I could turn back time.
No, sir.
Yeah.
If I could find a way.
You know what's really scary? Is that you sound just like her.
Back on word,
if I close my eyes, I think it's Cher singing right next. Oh, my gosh. Cher is right next to me.
Stop. How old is Cher?
Well, she looks like she's 27, dear.
She's 65.
She is not 65. Really? Man, now you got me all questioning everything.
Well, she was
big
in the 70s. Everything?
Just her age. Everything. Is the universe billions of years old? How old is Cher? Cher is... Yeah, because Sonny and Cher are...
70s, right?
60s, I thought.
60s?
I don't know, maybe 70. Man, she's probably up there. I'm going to try and be kinder and say 61.
Or 67.
Dang it!
Wow.
She'd be kind of pleased with both of you, though.
Yeah. She has so much constructive surgery that I was...
To her?
Yeah. I was kind. She's like making fun of her face.
I'm not. I am not.
Speaking of mask, hey.
Okay, this rapper, sometimes our friend Joey uses this rapper's name as my nickname.
Busta Rhymes' birthday today?
It's Busta Rhymes.
Boom. Come on. You didn't have any Busta Rhymes music? Woo-ha! I got
nothing that you can play. Nothing that you can play.
Okay,
he talks
fine.
So fast that you're like, did he just curse?
Yeah. All right.
Busta's probably 38. No, Busta 40. Ryman. He's 42. 42.
Busta, dude, come on. He goes all the way back to like L.O.N.S., Leaders of the New School. That's like old.
Junk.
And then he was also, when they did that, he did that collaboration with a tribe called Quest. That was when I was like 10.
So you're probably like...
Huh? You like that hip-hop lesson right there?
Okay, so like 46. 46.
Mm-mm. Yeah. If I'm going to say 47.
He's 41.
He's 41, though. So.
My other guess was 42.
Yeah. So he's 41.
No, was it 42?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And then it was 36.
It's null and void.
It is.
38.
Null and void.
Yeah.
Race car driver.
Jeff Gordon.
Mario Andretti.
Birthplace, Georgia.
Jeff Gordon.
Aren't they all born in Georgia? Like Atlanta?
No.
It's like the breeding ground.
Who's the Californian that always wins?
Oh, Jimmy Johnson.
No, there's another
Jeff
one.
Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, Jeff Gordon.
Is it Dale Jr.'s?
No.
No. Well, you said race car. NASCAR or race car? You're
Tony, Tony Stewart's birthday.
Oh, Tony Stewart's birthday. You don't know who Tony Stewart is?
No.
He used to be the driver for Home Depot. Now he's the driver for like something else.
Tide?
No, it was like Office
Max.
Max, Evo. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't pay attention.
How old is he?
37.
Nah, he's 30. He's 40.
Really?
He's 40.
He'd be pleased with both of you.
Really?
He's 42 years old today. Tony Stewart, race car driver.
Two years off.
Let's see. The next birthday comes from the movie Rango.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
No.
Oh, great. I'm out. Never saw it. I'm out.
Too,
Live Free or Die Hard.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, good guess, but wrong.
Oh. Yeah! It's Timothy Olyphant's birthday today! He's in Rango? I'm gonna go see Rango now.
Also in The Office.
He's in The Office?
Yeah. Yeah, he played in a couple episodes.
He said...
He played the guy that wouldn't date Pam, and then Jim and Pam wanted to know, why back in the day did you not date Pam?
Dude, Timothy Olyphant.
He's also in Justified.
He is also in Justified. He's Raylan Givens. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to show you this video when we're done.
All right.
Anyway, Timothy Olyphant's birthday.
Okay. He went to high school
with Jarrett.
No, with Jarrett's older brother.
Jarrett
went to high school with Jeremy Renner. They were friends.
46?
Is he that old?
Well, how?
That's old.
Jarrett, okay. No, okay. Think of, okay, we're doing
okay, because Noah, let's see. Kids, okay.
Phoenix.
Some serious.
How old is Phoenix?
40s.
So is Jarrett then, because they've been friends for 19 years.
Okay, 40s. And Timothy Olyphant's a couple years older than that. Let's say, man, I'm going to still say 47.
46.
He'll be 46 in 365 days.
No! Man.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Epic fail.
Thought I was guessing low.
Yeah. So, Steve, that was about the best audio I think we've ever played.
Yeah, pretty much was. Pretty much was.
For birthdays.
You know, our dear friend Deezer Deez, he works at a hotel in New York City on Wall Street.
Yeah.
And Patton Oswalt, he got to check him in this weekend.
Oh, the little guy that is a security guard guy?
Yes, okay. From Justified.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, well, we got one more birthday, and you guys have epically failed everyone
no.
so far.
Do I get, like, bonus points for at least guessing most
no,
everybody
right? No,
you
don't, right? Because you...
What to do if I sing out of tune?
Well, you do it every day, so...
Stand up and walk
I don't know. I just go with it.
Lend me your ear.
Who did the cover of this Beatles classic?
I have no idea. I
will try Steve not to no? sing out of key.
I have no idea.
Who is it?
I just gave him a visual hint.
You gave me a visual. What's his name?
Joe Cocker.
It's Joe Cocker. He was in... I should have known that. He was in
and
Across
anyone,
the Universe.
Anyone who knows who Joe Cocker is knows exactly what I was doing for Steve-O.
Wow. Yeah.
He was in Across the Universe.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
He was.
All right.
But he didn't sound like this when he was singing that song. Dang, what song did he sing?
No clue.
Oh, Come Together.
All right. Joe Cocker's birthday.
70.
Really? Dang it. I was going to say 59.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what? Okay.
74.
Okay, then I'm going to say 63.
He's 69.
Ah! Oh!
Anybody?
Yes.
And no audio. I have no audio hint for this next one.
Okay.
On this date, a major fashion thing happened. May 20th of 1873.
The corset was invented. The corset.
The hoop for your dress.
Or Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis received a patent for blue jeans.
Levi jeans.
Wow.
Levi's.
Wait. Who Davis?
Levi.
Jacob.
Jacob Davis?
Yeah.
That guy got the short end of the deal.
Well, actually, you know, it's kind of like one of those guys who has all the money but can go anywhere because no one goes, hey!
That's true. That's actually true. Good guy there.
Yeah.
That
1873.
Wow, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
I like my jeans.
Wearing blue jeans today.
But they're not Levi's.
No, neither are mine.
Mine.
But I'm still wearing blue jeans. They invented them, I guess.
Yeah.
Were they the ones that, like, originally it was like the horse carriage thing and they were, like, stretching the jeans in all directions and stuff?
I don't know. What is going on?
He's
right
listening
now?
Okay. To Joe
Cocker. No. So now I did have audio for jeans.
Oh.
And any excuse to play Neil Diamond.
They played Neil Diamond at Isotopes Park this weekend.
Not
we got
was
through
there.
The entire song of Sweet Caroline.
Wow.
The entire song.
Wow.
That was for the city of Boston.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forever in blue jeans. Forever in blue jeans.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm down with being forever in blue jeans.
I think it's like it's a weird color that we picked. Like, we're always wearing blue.
Yeah.
Think
I don't
about
know.
It. Like, why blue?
Because they're blue jeans. They have other colors.
In 1873.
Because when they came out, mostly boys wore them.
Mm-hmm.
Blue. Why not black?
Blue jeans. Not everybody was emo in the 1800s. Everybody was emotionally stable.
Oh, yes, of course.
Everyone. Yep, in the 1800s. Oh, yeah. Emotionally, just solid.
Yep.
Solid as a rock. bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, no.
Okay, good. All
Stop.
Right, sweet. We got to take a quick break coming up the 7 o'clock hour. Also, of course,
wait,
it's
hold on,
cover
hold on. No, no, no,
to
no.
cover today. We're also going to, oh, cool. We got an email from the brother who wanted us called the sister, but here's what he didn't do. One, her birthday was Friday. Two, he didn't tell us her name. I cannot wait to call her and apologize for her having the worst brother. This is going to be epic, and we're going to do it right after this. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Well, oh, that's right.
Just after 7 o'clock now, I realize, you know, we do birthdays in the 6 o'clock hour, but we got a special request from a dude who said, will you call my sister and wake her up?
And so we are.
Her birthday was 3 days ago.
What? Sorry, you must first dial a 1.
Oh,
or
zero. You're making this call long distance.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
And we don't even know her name.
Man. There we go.
It's going to happen. There you go.
All right, let's see. The name we're looking for is...
Hi, we don't know who this is. Sorry. Happy birthday.
It'll be sad. Because usually, like, when you see a number you don't recognize, do you answer it?
No, never.
Yeah, right?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is not the Hello? Number we're trying to reach.
No, unless it's the answering machine. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Joaquin.
Oh, Joaquin.
I'm pretty sure we have the wrong
definitely
number.
Definitely not
the person we were trying to reach.
The person we're trying to reach. You're not. You don't.
Okay.
You don't sound like a teenage girl.
We're gonna try this number again. Sorry if we accidentally call you back.
Thanks.
Try it again. What if he gave us the? Did you try this?
Yeah, I did.
Try it again.
His brother is outstanding. So what happened is, in the 6 o'clock hour, we do birthdays.
Yes.
And this dude calls and he's like, hey, can you call my sister?
No, you should dial 1, yo.
Hey, can you call my sister? It was her birthday
on
last Friday. Oh.
Well, it's Monday now.
And then he emailed us her phone number. And so
one.
Far, it's absolutely not it. Okay. 6-2...
Okay.
All right. If this is Joaquin again.
Sorry, Joaquin. So sorry, Joaquin.
Round 2.
I think so. Because if it's Joaquin again, I'm going to feel really bad for Joaquin.
Sorry,
it's
Joaquin.
7 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, is this the sister of the brother who didn't give us your name? Are you confused?
Hello? Oh, she hung up! You should call her back.
I don't know what to say, Michelle!
Call her back and just say happy birthday last Friday. Okay? We'll leave her a voicemail. 6-2... Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Man!
Better get the delay ready.
I know. Is the delay on?
Yes.
Okay, good.
This brother is magical. Except she's going to know it's us because she saw the phone number, but she doesn't know that it's us.
So I have to leave her a voicemail.
Good morning, hello.
Hello?
Is this Steve-O?
Yeah.
Steve-O, hi. I think one of my children is playing a prank on another of my children.
No. Was your daughter's birthday Friday?
I really can't say anything about that over the air.
This is the most weird...
Stressful, worst phone call ever. So good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just trying to keep a handle on my kids.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So what happened is the son called this morning in the 6 o'clock hour and said, "Hey, man, my sister's birthday was Friday, and I was working, so I couldn't have you guys call her. So would you call her now?" And we're like, "Sure." Yeah.
And he sent us a phone number.
He sent us a phone number with no name. So we're like, "Oh, good. Good." So we were actually going to call to talk to the sister about how her brother just has issues.
Failed.
Really needs help, apparently, because he's just behind in everything. Does this seem about right?
Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah. I hear that females' brains develop more quicklier than dudes. So,
Good try with the word.
Yeah.
But Steve, he's not even listening right now.
Oh, man. Epic fail.
Super fail. Well, we're going to talk to her about how awful he is.
How she wins. Yeah.
Because he didn't even give us her name.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to give that out over the radio.
Cool with me. So tell her happy birthday eventually at some point. If it was or was not her birthday.
When it's her birthday.
And when it's her birthday.
Can you tell her happy birthday
from us? Just tell her happy
birthday
from us.
I'll tell her happy birthday from you all.
Okay, cool, sweet.
She's invited to our birthday bash.
Yeah, birthday bash. We have our birthday coming up in June. So if she wants to go to that. Yeah.
With House of Heroes, you could play some House of Heroes.
There you go. We will do that for her. For
we're never going to find out who this girl is. We're never going to find out who
this
is.
Yes. For young lady. Young lady number one.
I'll certainly introduce ourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you then.
So speaking of House of Heroes, never take Codename Raven off the playlist.
Okay. I'll play that for you coming up. How's that?
Yeah.
I love that song. It's a great song.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, have a great day.
Okay.
All right.
Dad just completely took over.
What just happened?
He got his own request in.
Yeah, he got his own request. Daughter... potentially, possibly, could have had a birthday.
Someday, but we don't know.
At some point.
We have no idea.
This is real life.
This is real life.
Okay, good. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static!
There is plenty of construction work on UNSER and I-40 all around UNSER. UNSER and Sage, UNSER and McMahon, and UNSER and...
It's awful over
there. It's just UNSER... That area sucks right now.
Yeah. It's terrible. I had to drive that a couple times this weekend, and it's takes forever. Everybody's rude.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Rude?
Yeah, well, you know, because you don't want to block off the intersection.
Right.
You know, because it's down to one lane.
Some people block it off, don't they?
And the line is a mile long, and then there's people coming. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rude, just like... it's trying to sneak in, and then they're sticking out halfway through the intersection. It's terrible over there. Just stay away from there.
Also, construction work on Osuna and Jefferson. The right lane is closed. Candelaria West at Rio Grande. And left lane is closed at Taylor Ranch at La Orilla and Golf Course. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Just played some House of Heroes.
For someone we don't know.
Really excited for our birthday bash going down Friday, June 14th. Look, there's no reason not to hang out and party with us. Because one, we're throwing a birthday bash on a Friday night. It's like the night.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. Gets going about 7 o'clock. Come Wind is going to be there. House of Heroes is going to be there. You should be there. We'll be there with pinatas and handing out some cool prizes.
I'm really excited for this. I've been keeping up with them on the Twitter sphere. They've been performing at like sold-out shows.
Yeah, they played another sold-out show yesterday with Five Iron Frenzy on tour right now. Really stoked and gearing up for the birthday bash. Really excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Me too.
Get your tickets. They're available right now at mystaticradio.com. And, you too can enjoy our birthday bash.
You're invited.
I'm excited. Coming up in 14 minutes, we got Mad Lib Monday. Woo! So get your dialing fingers ready. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Come Wind, rend your heart. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey, you forgot to play the most important part.
of the morning.
Yeah.
The birthday song, because I was going to talk about the birthday party, because Come Win's playing our birthday party.
Yeah.
Friday, June 14th.
Yes.
Or the fact that it is now 7:30, which means...
just another
Mad Lib Monday. Whoa, whoa. That's right.
I don't wish it was
Monday. I don't either. It is Mad Lib Monday. Let's see.
Got a good one?
Yeah, I do.
We do Mad Lib Monday every Monday at this time, 7:30, yeah, where you call us and give us words that we ask you for.
Mm-hmm.
Like nouns, verbs,
mm-hmm,
adverbs,
mm-hmm,
adjectives.
Right.
People in that you, famous people that you can,
sure,
think of. Sure. 505-338-3700.
In honor of the birthday bash coming up in June, I thought we could do one on birthdays. You know.
That'd be so good.
House of
so
Heroes
good.
And Come Win, hanging out for our birthday party. And I talked to a friend this weekend, and they're actually going to be coming through town.
Oh.
I'm really hoping they can at least come hang out at the birthday bash. Not necessarily play, but may have some surprise guests,
ooh,
at the birthday bash hanging out with us. That's all I'm going to say for now.
Because
I can't say much more than that without,
oh,
getting in trouble. But, yeah, it's coming up. But it is Mad Lib Monday. Give us a call and prove us wrong. Because, you know, school's
out.
Sort of.
Sort of. But we're
50%
just
out.
We're wondering how Mad Lib Monday is going to work so early in the morning when people are sleeping.
And we were talking about putting Mad Lib Monday on hold until the fall. Because of school being out, because we get a lot of school-age people calling in who say, you know, words and whatnot.
So this may be our last Mad Lib Monday for the
or
summer.
Last week, maybe, if we don't get anybody calling in.
Oh, it's true.
I'm telling you.
505-338-3700.
Yeah.
For Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah, chime in.
I feel like it's like way too early for people.
Well, yeah, that's because school is out. For some people. Matthew, yeah, from Albuquerque called in.
School's out for summer.
Exactly.
True, it is. Unless you're going to summer school.
505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday. Give us a call. Static.
Hey, what do you need?
I need a noun.
How about Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Okay, that is definitely a noun.
That is a noun.
He is a noun.
All right.
That's for my girl.
There you go. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. It says person in room, female, and since you're the only one, I'm going to put Mitch.
Okay.
All right.
Female.
Static.
Hey, guys. What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Outstanding.
Outstanding.
An outstanding adjective.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
No.
All right. 505-338-3700. Mad Lib Monday.
Are we doing, you said we're doing a birthday? Birthday Mad Lib?
Birthday Mad Lib. In honor of our birthday bash, Static Radio is turning 2 years old, and we're celebrating with the birthday bash.
That's
Friday,
right.
June 14th, House of Heroes, Come Win. Tickets are on sale right now. They're only $15. Going to be 20 at the door if they're available.
MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right. Static. I need a noun.
Twin towers.
That is a noun.
Okay.
That's the towers. Tower.
I'm just going to say twin towers.
Okay.
Because that's what you said.
Okay.
Static.
Hi, what do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
An adjective. Sparkly.
Sparkly. All right.
Sparkly.
I also need a number.
A number.
Yeah.
Seven.
Perfect.
Seven.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Static.
Hey, guys, what do you need?
I need a noun.
A noun. Cookie.
Cookie.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks for the call.
Really, I'm hungry.
Mad Lib Monday. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Person in room male.
That's you.
I guess that's me.
Can't get away from that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's just us, so guess it's got to be.
Hi.
Oh,
hey!
My God.
Hey.
Hi.
Is this the Vanellope Von 3?
Von 3.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's on three.
Since it's a multiple, I'm gonna give you guys a couple. I need a part. A part of the body.
All right, toe.
Toe. All right, and I need a plural noun.
Triples.
What are tribbles?
Star Trek.
Oh, okay, tribbles. All right.
Give them one more because there's three of them.
Star Trek last night.
I haven't seen it yet.
You feel me?
Pretty good.
Yeah? It's good?
It's good.
Run to me.
I need a noun.
Go carry it.
Taylor Swift, you have to write it down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Down. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
I love them.
Real.
They are fantastic. Static.
Hey, what do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
Let's go with insane.
Insane.
In the membrane.
And guess what, you guys?
What?
Today is my birthday.
No way.
I just kind of feel like I was born for this now. So
for your birthday, can you give me another one?
Yeah, definitely.
Can I have a noun?
The state police.
The state police.
APD.
Yes.
Oh, no, just Albuquerque. State police.
State
Happy
police.
Birthday.
Thanks.
Amazing.
Bye.
All right, bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, y'all, what do you need?
I need a noun.
A noun. Ewok.
Ewok. All right.
Okay.
Thanks. I need a number. Will you give me a number?
42.
All right. I only need two more. 505-338-3700.
And we were worried.
I know, see? Well, I don't know.
Neither do I.
It's getting ready to get out. It's like, oh, well, maybe we should just go away for the summer. You know, people don't listen in the summer. Let's just, like, take a few months off.
People
what do you think?
Don't listen in the summer?
Do you need a job for a few months? Let's just take a few months off. You don't need to get paid, do you?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Static.
Hi.
Hi, can I get an adjective?
Quiet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Static.
Quiet. Hey, y'all, what do you need?
I need a plural noun.
A plural noun. Let me think for a second. Cats.
Cats?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Thank you.
There you go. And there it is. That wasn't bad.
You ready for this?
Filled it out rather quickly, actually. Yeah. It is Mad Lib Monday. Our birthday bash coming up June 14th. Static Radio's turning 2 years old.
That is a Friday, and you don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you can get your invitations now at mystaticradio.com, and tickets are only $15. Come Wind, House of Heroes, all of us will be there.
We will
Pinatas.
And guess what? Adri has already got them. She already bought
them.
Boom. They look amazing.
We're going to have some prizes to hand out to you guys. Even though it's our birthday, we want to give you presents.
That's right.
So Come Wind, House of Heroes. It's going to be a lot of fun. And tickets are available right now at mystaticradio.com. Now, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to the girl that called in and said it was her birthday.
Right. No, that's actually the title of the
Mad Lib. Oh, okay.
Happy birthday. And it goes something like this. This is a surprise party for Mitch.
Woo!
We're here to celebrate her Justin Bieber. All of her most outstanding friends are here, including me, her devoted and faithful Twin Towers. I must say, she doesn't look a day over 7. Naturally, we have some sparkly presents for her. Steve-O bought her a beautiful copper cookie that she can wear on her lovely toe. That's right. He's a great friend. He really is. And our hostess got her a dozen tribbles that she can hang in her Taylor Swift. Okay. And we had the bakery send up a huge, insane Ewok with 42 candles on it.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was great.
Whoa.
It was great. We all want to wish her a very quiet birthday. Oh, a quiet birthday. We all want to wish her a very quiet birthday and many happy cats. Yeah. Now let's all sing together. Happy state police to you. End scene. Mad Lib Monday.
What about the Twin Towers?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was it.
Let me see this.
There you go. Happy birthday. Mad Lib Monday, we do it every Monday, and apparently we're going to do it next Monday.
I have devoted and faithful Twin Towers.
You do? Yeah. It's pretty fantastic.
That was amazing. Thanks to everyone who called in.
Yeah, thank you, because we were wondering, do we keep it going?
If you could also be around this time next week,
yeah,
really helpful.
Be really great. We could really use your help there. Yeah. So there you go. Taking a quick break, coming right back. Philip Phillips, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Among Savages. A song called Terrified. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Speaking of terrified.
What?
Oh, yeah. We talked about one of these stories last week. I was just a little shocked. Why am I playing the Journey thing for our dear friend Jared? He's not coming in today. That's his, like, theme song. I have no idea.
Oh, this one.
Ah, yes.
This one.
Dude trying to sell his car on Craigslist in Maine was forced into the trunk at gunpoint and taken on an 8-hour drive to Delaware.
Dude.
By a man who masqueraded as a purchaser. I guess, so a guy puts his car up on Craigslist, meets at a parking lot with this other guy, looks over the Beamer, says, yeah, can we go for a test drive? Sure. Drove around the area. They stopped near this brake shop. All right, cool. I think I like it. Awesome. Pulls out an envelope. Here you go, man. Checks in the envelope. Oh, you know what else I'd like to see? The trunk. Oh, okay, cool. Opens the trunk, and the dude then at the time, Travis Landry, said, hey,
Ben,
get in the trunk. Oh. I want to see how much can fit in there. Climb on in.
Why would you do that?
Well, the teenager, Alexander, said he thought he was joking, said, no, that's okay. And then Landry lifted up his shirt and exposed a handgun.
Said, it was in his waistband
and said, get in the trunk. And the kid was like, okay.
Sounds good.
Got in the trunk and didn't come out of the trunk for 8 hours.
Ugh.
8 hours. This is why I don't sell things on Craigslist, bro. Because I don't want to go to Delaware. Never been.
Never want
to
go.
Never want to go to Delaware. This is unreal.
That's the morning titles. That's why I don't sell anything on Craigslist.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Delaware.
Yeah.
Really?
That's it.
Really?
That's your education of the day. Don't sell something on Craigslist if you don't want to go to Delaware.
Static Radio is on the educational band.
That's
we
right.
We strive to educate you.
That's right. And that's the education for the morning. If you sell something on Craigslist, just
you're
going to
end up in Delaware.
You will end up in Delaware. But really, we want to know, have you ever had any crazy online purchases that have backfired? Probably not as badly as this one. He literally was carjacked and driven to Delaware.
My friend's dad sold 2 laptops on Craigslist.
Okay.
And, you know, he's like, come over to my house.
Right.
He met them at a McDonald's.
Okay.
And in a public place.
See, that's so what they, you got a public place.
And making it a little bit more safe for him, he met them at the cash register of McDonald's, by the cash register, the front,
like,
where people see. And this dude walks in, doesn't even hesitate, pepper sprays everyone.
What?
Everyone in McDonald's. And so my friend's dad just, like, instinctively throws the laptops to the ground because he's trying to steal them.
Yeah.
Throws them to the ground, breaks them. The dude just gets off. He gets away with, like, parts of the laptop.
Yeah.
But everyone's pepper sprayed because of it. So people will go to crazy amounts. That was the moment I was done
selling anything online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or buying, for that matter.
Yeah, no. Don't do it.
Are you kidding me?
Pepper sprayed everyone in McDonald's because you wanted free laptops.
No, thanks.
That's what he did.
Crazy purchases that have backfired. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah, a dude trying to sell his car in Maine ended up in Delaware because he was carjacked, thrown in the trunk, and went on about an 8-hour journey. Last week, we were talking about this couple in Provo, Utah that bought the home, this house, when they were buying it. They saw, you know, some bees in the yard. No biggie. There's some beautiful flowers around. So some bees, didn't think much of it. Well, then all of a sudden, the buzzing became quite audible to them regularly.
No.
They called in a beekeeper who cut a hole in the wall and found a colony of at least 40,000 bees.
Ugh.
Yeah, crazy online purchases are just crazy purchases that have backfired. Static. Canopy climbers.
You all right?
Stuck. I'm old. I think I just pulled my back high-fiving you. It's cool. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show. Talking a little bit about online purchases, the do's and the don'ts. One don't. Don't get in the trunk of your car when you are selling it to a dude with a gun in his waistband.
Yeah, he'll drive you to Delaware.
Yeah, a Maine teenager was trying to sell his BMW on Craigslist. And the guy wanted to know, you know, how big the trunk was.
Right.
If he could fit. First of all, if you're selling a car and the guy goes, hey, man, you think you could fit a whole person in there? You should climb in and
see. Have you seen that episode of Friends where Joey climbs into the entertainment center to prove that a whole person could fit and then just rob him? I feel like he copied that dude.
Yeah,
He copied that episode.
So he gets into the trunk because the guy had a gun in his waistband.
Right.
Got in the trunk, didn't emerge for 8 whole hours, and the car thief drove him all the way to Delaware. So that's fun. So we're talking about online purchases that have backfired. Some interesting stories this morning. But you can give your stories at mystaticradio.com. Just kidding. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. However, online purchases that are awesome.
We have one of those.
We've got one for you. Coming up Friday, June 14th. It is our birthday party. We're turning 2 years old, Static Radio is.
Yes, we are. And we're celebrating.
Of course. KLYT, our call letters, you know, we're like in our 30s.
Yeah.
But we've been Static Radio.
For a while.
Yeah, Static Radio. We changed formats and changed some things. The vision, the mission is still the same. And so, we're throwing a birthday party to commemorate year 2 of Static Radio. And big thanks to everybody who's helped make that possible.
There's going to be fun.
Yep.
There's going to be people.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be piñatas.
There's
going to
be Come Wind.
There's going to be Come Wind and House of Heroes.
That's right.
And you are invited. You're part of the people.
Yeah. So. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them for $15. So, yeah.
Nope. That's not how you say that.
$15.
Yeah.
15 dineros.
There you go.
No, dolares.
What are those?
Dolares.
What
I think that's dollars in Spanish.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Is dinero just money?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know any Spanish.
I do.
You realize I go to Mexico in like 2 months.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't know any Spanish.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
People are
going to
freak out when they realize you're going to be gone for 3 weeks.
I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
You're going to be gone for a while.
2 weeks.
So we have a very special guest who shall remain nameless. Don't ruin it. I thought you were going to try and like ruin it.
Oh, their name is...
No. So you're going to be gone for a few weeks. I don't know how this is going to work out. Going to Mexico.
Mexico, where this is the only song that I can sing.
That's right. So going away to Puerto Vallarta, you're going to be gone for a few weeks, and I'll have a guest co-host for a couple weeks flying in here. Did I say flying in here? I didn't mean that.
Mid-July.
Yeah.
It's Superman, so flying.
Superman, literally flying. So I'm really excited. Steve-O and Clark Kent in the mornings. It's going to be fantastic, except I just gave away his secret identity, so great. Oh. He's already probably pissed at me.
Dang.
Yeah, didn't mean to do that. Sorry,
Clark.
I'm
getting a text message from him.
I mean Superman.
He's not going to be able to make it anymore.
I mean Clark, whatever your name is.
You ruined everything.
So yeah, you're gearing up for a missions trip in July. Are you excited?
Going to Mexico, yes.
Okay, we're
going
to have to, weekly, we'll have to have Spanish updates from you.
Hola.
Hola, that means hello. All right, what else do you know?
¿Qué hora es?
What time is it? What hour is it? 5:00.
Sí.
Sí?
No.
What else? No?
No.
Oh,
no
that's
sé.
Good.
No, no.
That's good.
No sé.
That's it?
Bienvenidos.
Wow. It's going to be a really hard mission trip for you.
Bendiciones.
What's that mean?
Blessings.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Jesus Cristo te ama.
Your name is Jesus?
Cristo. No, Cristo loves you.
Oh, Cristo.
Cristo.
Oh, cool.
Jesus loves
Crisco
you.
Loves you.
Crisco loves
Crisco
you.
Crisco loves you.
That's what they think
that's
I'm
good.
Saying.
Yeah,
because I don't
good.
Know how to speak Spanish.
Oh, man, it's going to be fantastic. You, of course, will be calling us from Puerto Vallarta.
I will be.
While you're gone.
Yes.
So we'll have updates from you from Mexico. And
calling every hour.
Special co-host coming into Albuquerque to hang out with me for a few weeks because you're going to be gone. It's not till July.
It's not
got
till
some
July.
Time.
Yeah.
So you can say your farewells to her at the birthday party because, you know, Mexico, scary place. You know, you might not return.
Where
so,
is Vallarta?
Is it? I don't know. I've never been.
It's like, apparently, well, they...
It's like tropical. So it's not really a mission trip. It's just vacation.
It is. Oh, my gosh.
You're like, oh, no, mission. It's a mission trip. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to Cancun.
What's really funny is that they went, the youth group that I'm going with, I'm leading up the youth group, they went last year. And they got to stay in this, like, really nice place.
Nice!
We're not staying there or any nice place this time. I was like, wait.
Roughing it. It's good.
So are we going to have showers? But they're building the showers
there. Can people
there.
Still go, or is it already too late to register?
It's too late to register.
Oh,
team
darn.
Is picked. We're already bonding, yo.
Aw, oh, word. There
bonding.
You go. All right.
So
if you would like to say adios to Mish.
In Julio.
Yeah.
That's when we're leaving.
June 14th. It is our birthday bash with Come Wind and House of Heroes. Get your tickets online right now at mystaticradio.com. Yeah.
Cover to cover coming up in...
T-minus 35 minutes. Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra or Paper Out. Your decision.
Get your
vote
on. Oh.
Right
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Yeah.
He never finishes the word.
No. Because that's how far he's made it.
Made it this.
Steve-O and Mitch. It's about 8:40 now. We are 20 minutes away from cover to cover. You can get your vote on right now. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right now, Paper Out winning by a vote.
One vote.
Over Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra. If it's a tie, I think we should do what Thebe says. And
yes.
We'll play both records simultaneously. They're about a minute in length apart.
Okay.
One's 41 minutes, one's 42 minutes.
That'll work.
So we'll get to hear them both at the exact same time. And then, you know, we'll get to hear the last minute of Paper Out because it's about a minute longer.
That's a good idea.
Huh?
We should do that.
A little mashup, record mashup. Uh-oh. I gotta sneeze. Didn't work. I was trying to look away. So we're talking about this Maine teenager, kid from Maine, who was trying to sell his BMW on Craigslist and met up with the dude in a parking lot. Hey, cool. Test drive? You want to take it for a test drive? Sure, no problem. Take it for a test drive. They go for a test drive, pull over in some random parking lot, and the guy says, yeah, I think I want to buy this car. All right, here's an envelope. It's got something in it. Yeah, totally. Oh, hey, can I take a look at the trunk? Yeah, I wanted to see, like, how much I can fit in the trunk. In fact, will you climb in the trunk? Because I'd like to see if I can fit a human in the trunk. Wait.
He's like, dude, a human could fit in the trunk. And he's like, really? Prove it.
Yeah, prove it. No, I'm good. And then the dude lifts up his shirt and he's got a gun. And the guy's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll check. 8 hours later, did I mention they were in Maine? They ended up in Delaware. And that's got to be the last time that guy tries to sell anything on Craigslist. So we were talking crazy purchases online. Awesome stories, bad stories. For the most part, bad stories.
Yeah.
Sonny tried to buy goats.
Yeah.
Weird.
Han said, I bought an effects pedal at a meeting a guy at a Starbucks, and it was good, and it was a good experience.
Hey! So there you go.
Thank
the
you.
The one good experience.
Yes.
All right, cool.
JD says, I had this old phone I was selling online that sold the same day, so I was pretty stoked. The buyer was somewhere in Africa. They said it was for missionaries there. They told me if I mailed it to them and send them a mail confirmation code, they would send me the money. So, sounding like a legit thing at the time, I went to the post office. The worker at the counter saw where I was sending it to and politely told me, dude, this is a scam.
Yep.
What are you thinking? Needless to say, my newfound bro set me straight to on the whole situation, and I no longer sell online.
I tried to sell my motorcycle.
No
was
way.
It a Craigslist? I'm trying to remember. And same deal. I got a guy. He wanted to buy it. But it was like this really jicky thing where, it was before I bought my first motorcycle. I was trying to buy one. And he's like, yeah, it's here, but I'm currently in the UK.
Lies.
Right, yeah. So it was parked at the corner, and if you would just check this out, you know, it's over here, but I can't meet you, so you can go look at it, and if you like it, just send me a deposit. Because I'm currently traveling abroad. I'm in the UK. But if you like me to hold the motorcycle for you, you know, $500 deposit. And then when I get home from the UK, we can discuss it further. You know, it was basically to, like, hold this bike. And I was the idiot going, oh, wait, that makes sense. Because he's trying to sell it. And I was really interested. And so if I send him some cash now, he'll take it off.
You didn't.
I did not. Because I have a really good friend who was like, hey, stupid. I was talking to my buddy Greg, and pretty much.
Good. I'm so thankful.
Told me
Greg
all about the
time.
Scams of online purchasing. So if anybody ever is selling something in town and then turns out somehow they're actually not in town, they're in the UK
or
they're in Africa or somewhere obscure, but they have a crazy aunt or something. If you just wire them the money, then the aunt will go meet you to get the thing. Yeah, no, no.
Yeah, can we just say that we learned a lot from Manti Te'o?
Yeah, a lot.
Like, he had a fake girlfriend.
He did. Actually, he was a good sport about that this last weekend. Maxim had their annual top 100 sexiest people or whatever.
Yeah.
And Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend was on the list. And he got an invite to the party.
Did he show up?
Yes, he did.
Yes!
Yeah. He was a good sport, taking photos and stuff, and they had, like, a bikini there. Just a bikini, you know.
On, like a clear mannequin.
On, like, yeah, for real. And he was a good sport about it, the whole thing. So it's one of those situations where either, A, he's laughing it off now, or he's using it for publicity because totally. He was in on it the whole time.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I don't know.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah, there you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, cover to cover.